This is Pandita. One who sees every woman other than one's own wife as mother. You see in Bhagavad Gita, we will read that in third chapter. Prabhupada comments on this verse. Even though this teaching is there, still they are attracted to other women, he says, Prabhupada. This is lust. Material world is so lust it is. Material world is filled. We'll read that in third chapter, one purport it comes. 30, towards the end, 33rd, 35th. So, Prabhupada cautions there. Although this injunction is there to see every woman, others and one's wife as mother, but still we look at women lustily. So, of course, for brahmacharis are taught not to look at women at all. So, just one point. It may happen that you may have to interact for some service sometimes with Grahastha Matajis or something like that. So, we should avoid, you know, looking eye to eye. So, we know, no? Lakshmana never saw at Sita. He has only seen the feet of Sita. He has never seen her, above her feet. So sometime you have to intelligently, there is a tricky, it is very little tricky there, you know. So you have to intelligently avoid. So sometime, so we may have to see the above their head also like that. That's one way. Somewhere like that, you know, you have to manage it. Intelligent way. This is someone. Some instruction, advice for brahmacharis. Otherwise contemplation will start. Then, you know, a lot of problems will perceive. Later, if we have to interact for any service also, so service for preaching, best is not to preach to women. Better we don't preach to women. But sometime, especially when someone in his temple president or a community leader or something like that, or spiritual master, or a sannyasi, or whatever, they will come, Guru Maharaj, like that. So, they have to intelligently deal like that. So, the point. If you want, you can observe Maharaj, how he deals. Very nicely. So, coming back to the point. So, one should see other woman as mother, then one's wife, other than one's wife. Then, sometime in his, I observed sometime in our talks, and they will call their wife as Mataji. This and such Mataji. Like that. Krishnadasi Mataji. Like that they are to be. That's anyway, at some point. For a Draveshu Lothravat, one should see others' property as garbage. So those who are Brahmanical, they don't get attracted to others' property, wealth or anything. Nowadays you see, right? There is one English saying, no? Owner's pride, neighbor's envy, they call it. Owner's pride and neighbor's envy. So people want to buy cars, have a house, just to show others. And others, by seeing that, they get envy. That is not Brahmanical culture. Or that is not Brahmana's quality. Brahmana means he doesn't own any wealth. Ideal Brahmana. They can wealth, they whatever, they may get some donation, they may have, but generally he would give it up. Dhanam, why it is told dhanam? One of the quality of Brahmana is what? So, shama dama tapa shaucham, kshanti vyarjava mevacha, jnanam vijnanam astikyam, brahma karma sabaja. No, patana patana yajana yajana, dana pratigraha. That is told, that is six kinds of activities of Brahmana. Dana pratigraha. So pratigraha means he receives gifts. And then dana means he gives gifts. Dana is also quality of Brahmana. So what he would be having to give? whatever extra is there, he just gives it off. He will not unnecessarily accumulate. The more one possesses less, he is more Brahmanical. That is the barometer. The more you possess less, that much you are Brahmanical. That is the barometer. So one should possess as less as possible. So so Brahmanas would possess very less as possible. They will not have, they will have less wealth, as less as possible. Hare Krishna Mataji Jai. Thank you for coming. You are going? Thank you very much. Yela Danyavad. Kai Santat? Kai San Marathi Made? Marathi Made Kai? Marathi Made Kai Santat? Yela Danyavad. What they say?
Danyavad, Danyavad.
Right. Thank you for coming. Tell Mataji also. Okay, so coming back to the point. So Brahmana should be more renounced, more simple, as much as possible. So Prabhupada used to tell that story of Raja Krishna Chandra. Right. So he went to meet one Brahmana in his kingdom. And this is a story, Raja Krishna Chandra, it is history, historical narration. He is a king, one of the kings, very prominent king of Sena dynasty, who ruled that province of Bengal. So he went to meet that Brahmana, and after meeting him, he impressed and he asked, "You are so poor, I would like to give you something, why don't you take something like that?" And he said, "I am not poor. So my disciples go and beg some rice and my wife cooks with some castor leaves." Tamarind leaves or castor leaves? I don't know which he leaves. Yeah, I remember castor, I think, something. Maybe true also. Sometime Prabhupada will tell different things also. Anyway, so cooks that and we eat it happily. He said, "This is their program." So the more you are, if you are, see, they are not, you know, they are talking, right? Or not. They can sit in the class either. They can sit in the class. They don't have to talk. You go. You should go. That is your service. So, coming back to the point, So he should be very renounced, very simple. To that extent, he is Brahmanical. So then ultimately, he attains sannyas. We should not envy others' property. We should not be attracted to that. So even in Brahmacharya Ashram, someone possesses a mobile or laptop, we should not be elated by that. So, right or not? Especially those who want to stay Brahmacharis throughout their life, they have to become more and more Brahmanical, more and more Sattvic. But of course, whatever is required for service, you all can take no doubt that service is most important. That is different case. But in traditional culture, that is the traditional culture, we have to be more and more simple. Okay. So, Paradraveshu Lostravat Atmavat Sarvabhusheshu, that I have explained just few days back, yesterday only. Yapashati Sapanditaha, he is Pandita. Now, all these points, you know, see different definitions of learned people, learned person, you know, different definitions. We have to, this is education system. What is education? You know, people may ask you a question, what is education? You have to teach all these things, you have to preach about all these things. Now this kind of idiot education, rascal education they are running, you know, in the society now. Such a nonsense it is. So they are put into engineering with the girls, boys together. How they will see each other as Matruvat Paradarsh. Such Such a rascal education they have started, huh? So this has to be told, taught. Now they will tell right to education act. What is your definition of education? You are talking about education. What is your definition of education? This is our education. This is learning means. So we have to ask them, we have to talk to them, we have to preach to them. Real education. What is the meaning of education? So in this way, some bring some sanity in society. So these points Krishna is giving in Bhagavad Gita. So amazing it is. Bhagavad Gita is Ashocha Ananva Sochastha. When you talk about education, you should quote this verse. Ashocha Ananva Sochastha. Prajnavadam Shabhasati. Gatasam Nagatasam Shanana Sochandri Pandita. Education means self-realization about Atma. Education means seeing everyone with equal vision. Education means so learning those qualities. So these are the things. Then so coming back to the point that this is definition of Pandita. So we'll go to the next verse. Natvevaham jatunasam natvam neme janadipa nachaivana bhavishyama sarve vayam mataparam. So, translation. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings. Nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. Hare Krishna! That guy has come. Who will talk to him? So never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. So this verse talks about in the previous verse, purport we see soul is important, body is not important. One day or the other day, body will again die. So now Krishna is describing the qualities of the soul, especially how soul is an eternal individual living being. That is told in this verse. Eternal individual living being. So eternal individuality of the Lord, eternal living individuality of the living entities is described in that. So it's not I, Krishna is saying. Krishna, Arjuna and all those who had assembled on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, they are all eternal individuals. And especially here in the beginning part of the purport, Prabhupada is quoting from Katha Upanishad. This verse also comes in Svetashara Upanishad. So it is Svetashara Upanishad 6.13, verse number 6.13, if you want to note down. So, and Katha Upanishad numbering is given, reference is given 2.2.13. He is quoting this verse because that verse also talks about eternal individuality of the Lord and living entities. So generally you see when verses are quoted, so they would have maximum similarity with the verses which is under discussion. Now here in this Bhagavad Gita verse, eternal individuality of Lord and living entities is stressed, is discussed. So similarly in the verse quoted here from Svetashara Upanishad and Katha Upanishad, eternal individuality is told. Like Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, Na tva eva aham. So never there was a time when I, Na tva eva aham, jatu nasam, Na tvam neme janadipaha. Na tvam means you, nor all these janadipa means all these kings. It was not that we never existed. We always existed. So, nachaiva na bhavishyama sarve vayam ataparam. It is not that in the future also we will cease to exist. Ataparam, by using that extra word, Krishna is stressing the future also. We will come to this point little later. Stressing on future, like in the Prabhupada mentions that, stressing in the future also. Bhavishyama means future. Ataparam, again it says, emphasizes on that point. So therefore in the Prabhupada says that, stressing, Prabhupada is, you know, Krishna is stressing it, Prabhupada says in the Prabhupada. So we will come to this point. Similarly here in the Kathopanishad verse, eternal individuality of the Lord, and Lord is the maintainer of all living entities. Another aspect of Krishna's supremacy is described in that Kathopanishad verse. Eternal individuality of Lord and living entities, and apart from that, Lord is the maintainer of all the living entities. Krishna is the supreme personality of God, and because he is the maintainer of all the living entities. Right here, first part of the Kathopanishad verse, what it says? It says that, it says about eternal individuality, and the second part says how he is the maintainer of all the living entities. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo vidadatikaman. Prabhupada used to explain this verse. There is one singular nitya, nityo. Nityanam means plural nitya. So there is singular nitya and then there is plural nitya. This can be one point for your, you know, grammar book.
It becomes nitya.
Yeah, so singular, plural, if you want to explain based on this verse, you can explain. In proper lectures on this verse, so you will get, if you want explanation for this. Prabhupada has explained this many times. You can just make a note of this. We are discussing Sanskrit, what to be taught. So, singular and plural. So this verse can be explained. Nityo nityanam. So there is singular nitya and then there is plural nitya. So living entities are plural nitya and Lord is singular nitya. And chetanas chetananam. He is conscious being among the conscious living entities. So now we see that in this verse, some special position to the Lord is given. So he has a unique position among all the living entities. So that is one more, you know, indirect, inexplicit definition of Lord is the supreme being. That is also, it is not explicit, but in one sense it is explicit. Eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman. He is the one who is satisfying everyone. Tamatmastam yenu pashanti dhirastesham shanti shashvati netaresham. One who sees that Lord in the heart. Such dhira will attain eternal peace. Indirectly, in another point of view, if you see this verse, is also talking about Paramatma, form of the Lord. Paramatma, feature of the Lord. When comparison is made, generally comparison made is with Paramatma, Atma and Paramatma, because so the original Bhagavan, we cannot compare with him. You know, he is busy enjoying in his pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan. So here in the material world, whenever Tattva about the Lord is, you know, discussed, it is basically discussed in relation with Paramatma, Jiva Tattva, Bhagavan Tattva, you know, Vishnu Tattva. So Paramatma picture. So, coming back to this point that Lord is. So, supreme maintainer, he is a unique living being or a supreme living being among all the living beings. And he has his unique position as an individual, and we have our position as an individual beings. So, this point has to be understood. So I'll just read part of the purport. In the Vedas, in the Katha Upanishad, as well as in the Svetashvatara Upanishad 6.13, it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the maintainer of innumerable living entities. in terms of their different situation according to individual work and reaction of work, and how he maintains them according to their work he maintains. So later Krishna will tell that I am not a friend of anyone, I am not an enemy of anyone. So neither friend nor enemy. So according to law of karma, he maintains everything according to their action and reaction of their activities. So Supreme Personality of Godhead is also by his plenary portions alive in the heart of every living entity. Only saintly persons who can see within and without the same Supreme Lord can actually attain to perfect and eternal peace. This is one point we discuss, eternal individuality of Lord and living entities. So coming to the second point, Prabhupada often quoted this verse to refute Mayavada. This is one of the verses which Prabhupada often quoted to refute Mayavada among many verses of Bhagavad Gita. So another verse is similar to this which Prabhupada often quoted to refute Mayavada is Mamaivamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Jiva is Amsha, it is eternal Amsha. Jiva and Lord cannot be one because it is Amsha. Lord is Purna. And this Amsha eternally remains Amsha. It doesn't become one with the Lord. Sanatana word comes there, right? That is one verse. And sometime Mayavadis, they will say that. So Jesus meditated, he became God. There was one conversation which took place here in Hyderabad when Prabhupada came in 1976. And one Mayavadi came to discuss with him, and they were so heated debate discussion. And that guy is again and again, he is telling that Tukaram did the bhakti and he became God, one with the God. And Mirabai did bhakti, became one with God. And Jnandev became God. Like that, he is going on telling us so many examples. And Prabhupada says, you may tell so many examples. But Bhagavad Gita says, so Nitya Yukta Upasate, like that he says. Which verse it is, anyone knows? Satatam Kirtayanto Mam Yatanta Shadrada Vrata Namasyantasya Mam Bhakya Nitya Yukta Upasate. So Krishna says, Nitya Yukta Upasate. My devotee is engaged, eternally engaged in devotee. It is not that by doing bhakti one day you will merge with God or become one with God or you become God. If Krishna says Nitya Yukta Upasate, where is the question of becoming God? If we become God, then where is the question of relationship between? In that purport, if you see, Prabhupada explains, there is worshipper, there is worshipable, and there is worship. These three things should be there. Upasana means these three things should be there. If all that become 9.14, so if all three, if you extinguish all these three, then where is the question of upasana, right or not? So Prabhupada quoted that verse to refute that. So like that he used to quote some particular verses to refute Mayavada. And this is one of those verses which he would quote. This Mayavada, these idiot rascals, they pose themselves as very learned. See, but Shastra here, Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita doesn't support Mayavada theory. Here you see, Kathopanishad doesn't support Mayavada theory. And so coming back, so they pose themselves as very intelligent. Just like Arjuna was posing himself as very learned in front of Krishna. So these Mayavadis also pose. So here Prabhupada, that's why he says, the same true Vedic truth given to Arjuna is given to all persons in the world who pose themselves as very learned but factually have a poor fund of knowledge. This is a very nice word. Prabhupada, I think, he only coined this word, I think. Poor fund of knowledge. So they don't have knowledge. The Lord says clearly that he himself, Arjuna, and all the kings who are assembled on the battlefield are eternally individual beings. And that the Lord is eternally maintainer of the individual living entities, both in their conditioned and... just a minute, I'll make one point. In my future notes, I have to change this.
sequence of discussion or analysis. Yeah, Arjuna and all the kings who had assembled on the battlefield are eternally individual beings, and that the Lord is eternally the maintainer of individual living entities, both in their conditioned and in their liberated situations. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the supreme individual person, and Arjuna, the Lord's eternal associate. All the kings assembled there are all individual eternal persons. It is not that they did not exist as individuals in the past, and it is not that they will not remain eternal persons. Their individuality existed in the past, and their individuality will continue in the future without interruption. Therefore, there is no cause for lamentation for anyone. Okay, so now here there is one famous Mayavadi theory called as Ekatmavada. So it is one of the very dangerous theory of Mayavada, and it is a that includes many sub points here in this purport, and in the next purport also, Prabhupada smashes all these points of Ekatmavada. There are again some points in that. We will discuss them, analyze them one by one. And here why he is smashing this Ekatmavada, we will see what is this Ekatmavada, then we will come to know why he is smashing this in the purport. So according to Ekatmavada, so especially here in this purport, Prabhupada is touching two points of Ekatmavada. So that ultimately there is one soul, one Atma, that is called as Brahman according to Mayavada idea, that Brahma has become many now here. So and after liberation, so everyone will merge into that Brahma, and again it will become one. That's what their idea is there. There are, it brings up a lot of problems, you know. Just you cannot explain it like that, because it is not a, any theory which is not true cannot be explained. It will have a lot of problems. Even just, you know, just theorizing it itself will have a lot of problems. Merging into what? You know, if everyone will go and merge into one, see now, material world is, like we discussed, Prakriti is eternal, it is. Prakriti is eternal. And although Prakriti, manifestation of Prakriti is not eternal. Now, jivas will be there always in the material world. If you go back to Godhead, it is not that this world will become empty, right or not. There will, jivas always would be there. Some jivas will always come here. Then how one Atma, how can we theorize it that there is only one Atma actually? Tell me. So, that will, okay, this point I will come to little later. In the next purport it will come, and especially this will come in 2.23. I will discuss this in detail. So of course many questions will raise now because of the bringing of this point. I didn't want to bring this, but anyway it came. So the point is that we cannot have, you know, so theorizing is just nonsense, it is just all, that's all. You know, even in modern science they have so many theories. Why you want to theorize actually? Don't shut your mouth. If you don't know, don't talk. If you don't know truth, just don't talk. Why you want to theorize? Just nonsense. Talk. What is the use of theorizing? You are getting the point? Basis. This is a very important point to understand. Theorizing is, will bring up issues, a lot of issues. One cannot theorize, that is the point. So, or in, to put it properly, theory cannot be truth, just in one point. So, literal meaning of the theory also, if you go, opinion, that is the point. So, just theorizing will not be truth. We have to receive eternal truths, transcendental truths from the authorities. That is Vedic method. So all this theorizing, everyone want to have their opinion, this is bogus. Certain level you can have opinions, right or not, even in learned brahmanas will discuss and ask the others, each other's realizations, opinions, that's fine. But then they are learned brahmanas means they are brahmanas, they are authorities, right, on knowledge. So what is it? That's why Prabhupada often spoke about public opinion. It's bogus, it is. What is the use of opinion of cats and dogs? He says, we are not after public opinion. So anyway, we'll come to this theories, one of the theory of Mayavad. So we have to smash them first. Don't talk all theories. But they will say, no, we are based on Shastra. But just now we read, no, that you are posing yourself as learned, you are poor fund of knowledge. Shastra is different. So this Ekatmavada, here first there are two parts in this purpata which Prabhupada is discussing. After liberation, the individual soul separated by the covering of Maya or illusion will merge into the impersonal Brahman and lose its individual existence. This is one part of the theory. Because ultimately there is one Atma, Brahman. So now in illusion we have become many. So for instance, you know, there is one disease called, you know, of vision, diplopia, myopia, right? So where you see one object as two because of that disease, it's a disease of vision, sight, eyesight. So similarly we are under illusion and therefore we are seeing, differentiating with everyone, different individual beings. And once we become free from illusion, then we will become one. I don't know when it is going to become free from illusion. Right or not? Arjuna heard Bhagavad Gita and he became free from illusion. Nashta moho smritir labdva tat prasadam. But we are still here only. When we are going to become free from illusion and become one with the God? We don't know. This is the problem with theorizing. That's what I was saying. Actually. You will theorize. You just can't theorize actually. You just nonsense it. Don't talk. Just. So we will come to that point a little later. After liberation, the individual soul, separated by covering of Maya or illusion, will merge into the impersonal Brahman and lose its individual existence. So now, in the Shastra, this is not supported. So for instance, this verse itself, you see, Krishna is telling, in the future also, our individuality will remain eternally. And Krishna is stressing that here. So I was making the point that stressing, he says, that verse is there, no? Not that verse. In the verse it is there, no? Nachaivana bhavishyamaha. He could have just told that. Nachaivana bhavishyam. Then he tells again, sarve vayam ataparam. We are going to stay in the future again, ataparam. In the future we are going to stay. So by repeating it, he is so stressing that. Sometime the translation will not be literal. This is not literal translation. So, but those points would be explained in the acharyas do like this. They will elaborate that in their commentaries in the purport. Or sometime the commentary only they will put in the translation. You know, elaborate commentary like Bhaktivinoda Thakur when he wrote Rasika Ranjana or Vidvada Ranjana, he did not write separately, translate the verse and then write a purport. He just put the comments, his own comments, added comments in the translation itself. It's basically it is plupping up in the translation. In English it is called plupping. Plupping means what they call extrapolate or expanding, like that, you know, fluffing out. So they put it like that. So now this is also like this. So here stressing in the purport, Prabhupada says, Krishna, why he is stressing that? So that means in the future also we will not cease to exist. And Kathopanishad verse also, Nitya, it word clearly it uses, eternal we are. And Bhagavad Gita verse also it says, eternal. So I would like to quote one verse now, which is quoted by Baldevi Devashmi. In 14.2, Krishna, he says that how scriptures, this can be, how in the scriptures, so after liberation our individual existence will continue. Our spiritual identities will continue in the scripture. This is there is evidence for that in the scriptures. So one verse is 14.2. Idam jnanam upashritya mama sadharmyam agatah sarge pino bajayante pralayena vyatanti cha. So read the translation.
By becoming fixed in this knowledge, one can attain the transcendental knowledge like my own.
Nature
like my own. Thus established, one is not born at the time of creation or disturbed at the time of dissolution.
Sadharmyam, mama sadharmyam, he says, like my nature, he says.
So,
in this way, sargepi no pajayante pralaye na vetantite. So, individuality is, by becoming fixed in this knowledge, one can attain the transcendental nature like my own. Thus established, one is not born at time of creation and disturbed at the time of dissolution. So, in this way, so on spiritual platform also individuality is maintained. That is the point. So now how Prabhupada refutes this in? Why don't you do it a systematic way, this? Who will write the theory first? So who will write? You write. So, Mayavadi theory of Ekatmavadi, you write down. Refutation of Mayavadi Ekatmavad theory. Mayavadi Ekatmavad theory. Or just Ekatmavad theory. So, yeah. Then write down theory, comma, part 1. Okay. Part 1. What is that? After liberation, the individual soul separated by the covering of Maya or illusion. Write down. After liberation, in front of that you write down. In front only you write down. Why to waste space? After liberation, the individual soul separated by covering of Maya or illusion. Will merge into the impersonal Brahman. Okay, coming back to the point that will merge into impersonal Brahman. What you wrote?
Will merge into impersonal Brahman.
Brahman and lose its individual existence. Lose its individual existence. Okay, so this is the point. So what is a... What are the refutations of this point? Tell from the purport who will, how you will refute. Then write refutation. Point 1. Mm-hmm. tell thoroughly read that and tell me point by point, one first point, how you will refute this point based on Prabhupada purport here. Because we have to do, you may have many points, but in relation with this verse and purport. Yeah, so tell what is your first point?
Natve aham jatum nasam, natvam nimejam adipa. They will always be there. I will always be there. It's written survey by Mata Param. And it is for ever. According to this...
See, read in the purport. Just read, just 2 minutes, everyone read and tell me properly.
Krishna clearly says herein that in the future also the individuality of the Lord and others, as it is confirmed in the Upanishads, will continue eternally.
So before that or after that, you see, it is not supported herein by Lord Krishna, the Supreme Authority. So, write down. See, that is very important point. It is not supported herein by Lord Krishna, who is the Supreme Authority. Write down. It is not supported by Krishna, who is the Supreme Authority. This is first point. Overall, it is only one point, but still, you know, we can make distinction. Supreme Authority does not support this. That's point. We have to stress that. Then it becomes a different point. Krishna is Supreme Authority, that we have to see. It's not another opinion it is. We are not discussing opinions here. Krishna is Supreme Authority on knowledge. We are discussing, no? Arjuna surrendered to Supreme Spiritual Master. So he did not surrender to some ordinary living entity. He surrendered to Supreme Spiritual Master. So, Krishna is the Supreme Authority and knowledge. This is a very well established fact, very well accepted fact in Vedic circles. So, everyone accepted Vedas as authority, which are spoken by Krishna. So, Vedo Narayana Sakshat. Vedas are Narayana himself, Sakshat Narayana. Both whether impersonal school or personal school, everyone accepts Vedic authority. Mayavadis also accept Vedic authority. So, that means Krishna is highest authority. Now we see that even Shankara also wrote commentary on Bhagavad Gita and he preached based on Bhagavad Gita. So therefore, come friend, no? Come, we can get some space for sitting. He's sitting in the sunlight. So coming to the point. So Supreme Authority is saying he is not supporting this. This is the first point. And second is, that you are reading, no? Krishna clearly here says herein that in the future also individuality of the Lord and others, as it is confirmed in the Upanishad, will continue eternal. So that includes Nitya Nitya numbers. Write down that. Krishna clearly says herein. Krishna clearly says herein that in the future also individuality of the Lord and others, as it is confirmed in Upanishads, will continue eternally. With this includes Upanishadic verse also, right? This statement, Nityo Nityanam Chetana Chetana. Right? Clear. Then next point is, this statement of Krishna is authoritative because Krishna cannot be subject to illusion. You can put that in the first verse. First point you can put that. So, authority, and just put one more statement there only in the first point, just small. From front here. So, this statement of Krishna's is authoritative because Krishna cannot be subject to illusion. So authority cannot subject to illusion. His supreme authority is. Is clear everyone? Do you have any issue regarding Krishna being supreme authority? If you want to convince others, of course I understand that you all accept that. But any strong arguments you want that he is the supreme authority on knowledge?
Because now what he is saying will be the same in future, so he is the supreme authority. Therefore, this will be the same.
No. The point is, in general, Krishna is the supreme authority on knowledge. His opinion is highest opinion. Whatever he says, we have to accept it. There is no questioning on that. And he is not subject to illusion. He is not preaching any opinion here. That is our point. So someone may bring, don't bring Krishna into picture like that. If someone says that, then he is a fool number. No need to discuss with him actually. Idiot is. He doesn't know any basic things also. Of course, Mayavadis, they don't accept that Krishna is the supreme. That is a problem, no? Right or not? Then why you are writing commentary on Bhagavad Gita and preaching your nonsense? You write your own Gita. Gita is a prasthana, it is.
Statement. This is statement of Krishna is authoritative.
Because Krishna cannot be subject to
illusion.
Illusion. Then third point, that is third point. If individuality were not a fact, then Krishna would not have stressed it so much even for the future. That I have explained based on the verse, you know, how he has stressed it. Right? Okay, coming. So clear, you will remember these three points to refute this theory of Ekatmavad. After liberation, Jiva will merge into liberation. Okay. So this is done. So then second part of this, Ekatmavad. So this is also called as this is also theory, comma, part 2. Theory, comma, part 2. So you are not noting now? Then note down. Memory is short. Human memory is short. Don't have pen. You'll not get already. You don't have time. Note down. It is good for your preaching, no? I know that you are learned. No, surely I know that you have good understanding of Bhagavad Gita. No, you have. I am not joking. I am serious. But still it is better to note down. So very systematically we are analyzing, right? For your preaching it will be helpful. You have to refute Mayavadis, no? Right? Okay, so what is the second part? Part 2. And in front of part 2, you write down in the bracket Vyavaharika Vad. So within Ekatma Vad, there is another theory called Vyavaharika Vad. So what is this Vyavaharika Vad? We'll just tell you. Individuality spoken by Krishna here is conventional, referring to individuality in the embodied state. Clear? What is a Vyavaharika Vad? Individuality spoken by Krishna here is conventional. Write down individuality spoken by Krishna here is conventional. Referring to individuality in the embodied state.
Individuality spoken by Krishna.
Individuality spoken by Krishna here. Okay, I'd love to know. here. Individuality spoken by Krishna here is conventional, comma, referring to individuality in embodied state. Is clear? When you say that, no, Jiva, Krishna has stressed the future, and he has told that in the future also Jiva is going to be eternally individual. He has stressed, especially he has stressed future. So he is talking the future of, you want to check what she wants? Who can understand them? Mata.
Shyamananda
ji, Telugu. Go and see, anyway you are not writing. Go. So coming. So they will say that no, Krishna is talking about the individuality in embodied state. That means now till I am going to live another 30-40 years, you are going to live another 30-40 years. Till we live, we will be separate individuals. That future he is talking about. He is not talking about eternal individuality like that they will bring up. This is called as Vyavaharikavada, conventional individuality in our embodied state. This is called Vyavaharikavada. So this is the argument of Mayavadis. Understood? Argument of the Mayavadis?
Until we are
yeah, until we are in this body, embodied state. When we are in this body, so he is, we will be individuals. This individuality Krishna is speaking. Like that they will comment on this verse. So yeah, now refutation of this. What are the points you tell one by one? From beginning you tell.
Krishna
in the previous verse only Krishna has yeah, before that Prabhupada says one more argument, tell that, that you know, before that
worldly conception is already condemned. Previous of this verse.
No, before that there is one more point, you tell me.
2.10
is before that or after that? I'll just check in the Prabhupada. If individuality were not a fact, Krishna would have not stressed so much in the future. Mayavadi may argue individuality spoken by Krishna is not but material. Even accepting the argument that individuality is material, then how can one distinguish Krishna's individuality? So this point has to be first. Accepting the argument that the individuality is material, then how can one distinguish Krishna's individuality? How can we distinguish his individuality? So how can we distinguish his individuality? How this is argument against that? Now you see Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And we know from the Shastra that Supreme Personality of Godhead has no material bodies. So therefore, he is an individual, eternally individual being. And that Nityo Nityanam verse also says that he is an eternally individual being. So therefore, this verse which is speaking, it is not speaking about individuality on material platform. It is talking about individuality on spiritual platform. Because Krishna has personally told that I am individual, he says. So therefore this point has to be important point it is. So how you will write? Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. You just write down Prabhupada statement, first one. Even accepting the argument that the individuality is material, then how can one distinguish Krishna's individuality? Who is the supreme personality of Godhead. Just write down individuality, comma. Oh, what you wrote?
That, even accepting.
Even accepting the argument.
Individuality, comma.
No. Even accepting the argument. Even accepting the argument that the individuality is material, then how can one distinguish Krishna's individuality? It's clear this point. Are we convinced about this point? Everyone is convinced about this point.
Like they are not accepting that Krishna is supreme personality.
No, that we have to convince them in the beginning. Otherwise, there is no. Yeah, I'll come to that point. Another point, Prabhupada, he stresses in this. There is no value of hearing Bhagavad Gita if you don't want to accept him as Krishna, supreme personality of Godhead. What is the use
now,
of
now? In conventionally, he is defining these terms. These terms.
No. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, and the supreme personality of Godhead means he is an eternal individual, which is according to Nityo Nityanam verse and from other statements of the Shastra which we can give. For instance, I can tell you, Nish. Jiva Deha Dehi Vibhedoyam Neshware Vidyate Kwachit. Supreme Personality of Godhead has no distinction of Deha and Dehi, body and soul. And here Nityo Nityanam, it says that what you are saying, Purana?
This you are quoting from Purana.
Why you cannot accept Purana? What is the problem with Purana? Chandakya Upanishad, which is Shruti, which says that Purana is Pancham Veda. Why you cannot accept it? Bhagavatam says that Puranas are Pancham Vedas. Right, what is the problem with you? You see, that is one point. We can give from the Shrutis also. And Nityan Nityanam verse is there here only, you know, from Katha Upanishad. He is there, he is saying, I. So therefore, he is eternal among the eternals. So he is conscious being among the conscious, because his speciality is maintained in that. Uniqueness is described in that verse. So then his uniqueness and individuality is, if it is true, then how we will misinterpret this verse that he is talking conventional individuality, right or not? This contradicts, right, all the statements of the Shastra. So convinced? So you are not convinced. So I'll tell you again. Now in Nityo Nityanam verse we were discussing that Krishna is talking about his unique position. No, that Upanishad is talking about the unique position of Krishna. And from other statements also we understand. So his individuality is unique. How we are going to interpret this verse of Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is talking about a conventional individuality if Vedic statement, Katha Upanishad statement says that he is a unique eternal individual being, Lord is, and if Krishna is talking about conventional, that is contradictory, right or not? Both are. So it cannot be contradictory. So therefore Krishna is talking about eternal individuality in this verse. He is not talking about, that is the first point. In that you write down. Here he gives two again sub arguments for Prabhupada this in the first point. For the first point, you write down there only. First point. We can use this one also. Don't wipe that. First point you write down.
Sub point.
Yeah, sub point again. Sub point. So Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. See, in English he is putting it, but we have to understand it technically based on Katha Upanishad verse. Krishna is a unique individual eternal personality of Godhead according to Katha Upanishad verse. No, I am just explaining that. So Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead and impersonal Brahman is subordinate to him. Therefore, he maintains his individuality. This is one point. Okay? Yeah, if you are not... Did you get this argument? This goes against individuality of the Krishna explained in the Shastra. If you want to... I'll tell you. In other words, if you want to, you can note down this one, this other statement. You don't have to write that. For their understanding, I'll tell you. Individuality of the Supreme Lord Krishna explained in the Vedic statements contradicts the Mayavadi idea of contradicts Mayavadi idea of conventional individuality. Eternal individuality of Supreme Lord Krishna explained in Vedic statements such as Kathopanishad, if you want to write down, contradicts Mayavadi idea of conventional individuality of this verse, so called this verse. Instead of writing, you wrote Mayavadi idea? You wrote Mayavadi? Mayavadi interpretation of? You write down interpretation. Mayavadi interpretation of conventional. Mayavadi interpretation of this verse in relation, in terms of conventional individuality, you write down. Yeah. Mayavadi interpretation of this verse in terms of conventional individuality. Write down like that. Mayavadi interpretation of this verse in terms of conventional individuality. That is perfect. This is the first argument. In other words, if you want to write down. But I also note it down so that my future explanation, it will be easy. Where is my pen? Where I don't take?
But we must have first convinced them that Krishna is the Supreme. They say that you stand the eternal side Krishna.
No. See, now you sit on a debate. So we are going to debate on based on Bhagavad Gita. There should be some basis for debate. So based on Bhagavad Gita. Now in Bhagavad Gita we have to, how to understand Bhagavad Gita? You have to explain to them that you have to accept Krishna as Supreme. Otherwise there is no question of why you want to ask. So that is second point. So if he is also one among the living entities who is going to become one with each other, then what is the, you know, he is instructing Bhagavad Gita is of no value. That is second point in this. Second point in this. What the idea? Within the first point, second point is he is instructing, if we don't accept his, you know, unique individual existence, eternal individual existence, there is no question, there is no value of his teaching Bhagavad Gita. You understood the argument? If he is also another living entity like us, if he is not Supreme Lord and he has no unique position as eternal individual being, then what is the use of his instructing Bhagavad Gita value? Why you want to hear his Bhagavad Gita? Right? Therefore, Prabhupada, he talks about the apaurushayatvat Bhagavad Gita. He is not subject to four, right? Here, defects are explained, right? Here in this purport. So, not here?
Defects. Yeah,
so you see here, he is instructing Bhagavad Gita is of no value. Write down second point. He is instructing... Is instructing.
If he is also another living entity like us.
You wrote elaborately. He is instructing Bhagavad Gita is of no value. He is instructing Bhagavad Gita is of no value. So we have to. So therefore, this also contradicts. This also contradicts the interpretation that conventional individuality is explained here. So, what that? Our argument, we are arguing in the point that whether this verse is talking about conventional individuality or eternal individuality. That is our debate now. So, we are saying because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he has spoken in this verse about his individuality, therefore it cannot be conventional individuality, because Krishna has no conventional individuality. He has eternal individuality. He has unique position among all the jivas.
That's not Mayavadi says, no, Prabhu. That Brahman, when it comes in contact with mode of goodness, then it takes this.
Yeah, you say Mayavadi. Mayavadi is you say. You may say so many things, but what is the use of your opinion? You have to talk on the based on Shastra. But
yeah.
Mayavadi talk will talk on Shastra. When you quote Nitya Nityanam verse, they have to shut their mouth. There is no question, further question on that. There is no further doubt on that. You got the idea? So therefore, you know, now we are analyzing based on Kathopanishad verse that convention, you know, individuality spoken in this verse is not conventional, it is eternal. That is our argument. So we are giving evidence of Kathopanishad and Shvetashvara Upanishad. What is the basis of your argument? You don't have, just speculation is your argument. Basis. Why we have to hear your speculation and so 2 points for that, right or not? So then second point. So what is the second point? So you are telling, no, first you are telling that was as a first point. So previous to this verse, if you take the context of this spoken in which this verse is spoken. So here first what I am saying. So the context in which this verse is spoken, if you take that from the previous verse, so what Krishna is speaking? Speaking on not on bodily platform. He is condemning bodily platform. And again, if he speaks about individuality on bodily platform, then only fool will think. People will consider him as fool actually. Krishna is not speaking something foolish ideas here. So therefore, that also, from contextually if you take the meaning, generally, in Vedic studies, when the Vedic hymns are understood, the statements are understood, the context is very much part of that understanding and discussion. Context plays very big role in understanding what is the meaning of Vedic statements. So therefore, according to the context of the previous verse or the context in which this verse is spoken, so it is not on bodily platform, it is on spiritual platform. There the individuality is eternal, not it is conventional. So you can write down from Prabhupada words only. Previous to this verse, such bodily conception is already condemned. After condemning the bodily conception of the living entities, how is it possible for Krishna to place a conventional proposition on the body again? Therefore, individuality is maintained on spiritual grounds, like that Prabhupada says. So you have to, it's a long statement, better to write down. Or you can write down in simple words also, why you have to write a long statement. But it is good to write proper words. What we can do is, you can write down in simple word and below that in quotation mark, you can write proper statement. So contextually, this if you take the contextual meaning of this verse, if we understand the context of this verse, so we come to conclusion of eternal individuality, like that you write. If we understand the context of this verse, we come to the conclusion of eternal individuality. Okay, below that you write down, previous to this verse, double inverted comma, quotation mark, previous to this verse, on spiritual grounds, complete the quotation mark. That's proper statement, you can note it down below that. So then, come to the third point. So, any other arguments against this Mayavadi interpretation? So, any other arguments given here?
In conventional individuality, it's taught.
he is telling I am in past also. So we can support it with the statement that he is telling in 5.1 that I gave this to 20 lakh years before to Manu and Ikshvaku. So if he is not individual, then how can he give that in 20 lakh years?
Eternal individual.
They may say that it's not Krishna but the unborn within him.
That will lead to so many other problems. So we can just, you know, stick to it. Any other purport from this purport? This purport. We'll discuss that later. Other arguments. Better to stick to this purport. Better to stick to in this purport. Any other arguments against this point? You tell me. Don't go to other points. Boys are not waking up. See, there are many more. It is confirmed by the great acharyas like Ramanuja Acharya and others. That is one more argument, you know.
If individuality refers to the empirical universe, then there is no ego.
So fourth one, third one. It is confirmed by great acharyas like Sri Ramanuja and others. Okay, I'll tell you more about that. Then fifth one. So this eternal individuality can be understood by devotees of the Lord. So these points are for our understanding. You may not in debate, you may not discuss, but at least for our understanding we can note down. It is confirmed by acharyas like Sri Ramanuja and others. And spiritual individuality can be understood by devotees of the Lord. So how many you wrote?
Four.
Fifth one you wrote down. That is another important point. If individuality refers to the empirical universe, there is no need to teaching by the Lord. This one you can use it very nicely. This is a very good pointer. If individuality refers to the empirical universe, then there is no need of teaching by the Lord. Why you need to teach that material, you know, on empirical, why you need to teach that? Right? It's not required to teach. Everyone is observing that. Why you need to teach that in Bhagavad Gita? Anything substance is there in that to teach? Last point is very important point, no? So they have some other argument for that. That I will discuss tomorrow. So we'll discuss that. Okay, so Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. My body is a little troublesome.
So, last point of empirical universe.
If individually refers to
only when we are in material platform and bodily platform, or when we are in the material world, we have not attained liberation. That is empirical immersion. Empirical means that which can be observed, you know, directly experienced. That is empirical. That is this material world. No? Right. Okay, I will not take questions also. Tomorrow we will take. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.